Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Father, we thank you for today. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable unto thee. Amen. Please, you may be seated. Today is Music Sunday, and it is also a day for our annual harvest. We give thanks to God for life and health. Adofonomo ene ye enyum ekwesida ene nensu ene ye da ye bafore ase urade enumonyam. And the theme for today is Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and music, a holistic therapy in worship. Enyum to eye adro ewo osum emu. I am yet to see anyone who does not like music. Is there anybody who does not like music? I am yet to see one. Minyanhu obia ose ono de ompe enyum eneye enyum kweseda. Even snakes move to where they hear sweet melodies. Owo babia ote enyuma de bia no na omuvu ko that direction. So in all forms of religions, music plays an integral part. Even in our hidden worship, as the drums are beating, people respond with violence, mental agitation, or wild excitement. I don't think osun bia o bia si bia enyum edimu akote pa. Tiyawo gana is all even say akonfo okom. Na ye bo drums na. Bo hu se ne nipa wusu omuti shake o mo hu. Hu se enyum edi akote awo osun bia mu. Music has positive effects and it also has negative effects. Omo se enyum edi akote awo osun bia mu de. Na so enyum awo ne side ya ye good and awo side nso a ye very bad. Because and you meet to say rock music, no say. So fear, it brings demons into your house. And now you are, it drives away demons from your house. So music has both negative and positive effects. There was a time when some Rastafarians were singing, "Legalize it." And because of legalize it, people were smoking and smoking, and people were getting mad and mad. Some call it ganja. Hallelujah. All those kind of music, they are the kind of music that are not good. And they drive people crazy and make people smoke what they are not supposed to smoke. And in the end, when they get mad, they say it is their house witches. But we pray to God that we do not follow that kind of music, but we follow the kind of music that drives away evil spirits. Hallelujah. We know from the scripture that there was a time when King Saul, did he become mad or he was infested with evil spirits? Okay, let's say he was infested with evil spirits. And David was invited to come and sing. And according to the scriptures, anytime David will sing, the evil spirits will leave Saul alone. An indication that music can drive away evil spirits. Hallelujah. We also read from the Bible in Acts of the Apostles, chapter 16, verse 25. Where Paul and Silas were in prison. And at midnight, according to the Bible, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns. And the other prisoners were also listening. And as they were singing these hymns, according to the Bible, miracles happened. Earthquake happened. And the prison doors were opened. All this because of music. We also know that there was a time when King David was trying to transport the Ark of the Covenant of God to the city of Zion. And according to scriptures, as he was moving the Ark, there was this man whose name is Uzzah. The Ark was falling, and Uzzah tried to prevent the Ark from falling by touching the Ark. And according to the Bible, God struck him dead immediately. Hallelujah. Onyame ade ekohwe ase o. Na me nkoso mma urade a. Adan me owuo. Sana Bible nika. And so, because of that, David became afraid and decided not to transport the ark any longer. So he left the ark in the house of somebody called Obed-Edom. And when the ark was in the house of Obed-Edom, according to the scripture, God blessed the house of Obed-Edom. He blessed that house. He blessed that house. And so David decided to go once again to transport the ark to the city of Zion. But when you read 1 Chronicles 15, David used music and dancing. And because he used music and dancing, he was able to overcome that fear. And finally, he was able to transport the ark to the city of Zion. Hallelujah. Isn't music important? We also know that the walls of Jericho fell because of music. I think you all know that story. Also, in James chapter 5, verse 13, the Bible says that, is anyone among you suffering? Let him pray. Is anyone cheerful? Let him sing psalms. In fact, music is an integral part of worship. And this fact cannot be denied. And you to whom here pa awo onyamesummu. Enu to obi enu obetima ka se, enu to ohun ni faso ewo onyamesummu. Music is able to heal people. When music is able to heal people, I'm talking about healing, spiritual, emotional, and even the body. Sometimes, say only power dream be more, adwin dwin bebre da wo so a. Utimi tie nyum bi sa bo se sa how ni nyina afi wo so. Hallelujah. Music can rid people of their worries. And the music can also lift up your soul. Today, as the worshippers were singing, we could see people dancing, people clapping. When they were doing the worship, people were bowing. All this shows that music is very important in the worship of the Lord. But sadly, the music in some of our churches today do not give glory to God. There are some kind of music people call gospel music. But if you listen to this music, in reality, they are not gospel music. People are just making noise for the sake of their stomachs. And then also, when people are musicians, I know some musicians who claim to be gospel musicians, but before they get to the stage, they smoke weed. Some also, they drink appetition before they go to the stage to sing gospel music. And I also see, we should pray for musicians. Sometimes some musicians are so proud, especially in a church. If they are the ones who can sing very well, they can go on strike one day and say, and they may call their own bay. Hallelujah. But we pray that we don't have such people in our church. People of God, I just want to draw your attention to the fact that today is Music Sunday and music plays a very important role in our worship. Today, our theme says, Jesus Christ, the light of the world, and music are holistic therapy in worship. And Jesus Christ being the light of the world means that anybody who encounters Jesus will no longer be in dark, but will be in his marvelous light. Adofonum essence of Jesus Christ, or you we are saying, Unipa Bia, one years to a dear Shemu Biano, on Transum, Nemum, or Tra Unyame Ehemu. In our scripture reading today, as we read from Luke chapter 19, verse 1 to 10, we heard of a short little man by name Zacchaeus who climbed a sycamore tree just because he wanted to see Jesus Christ, the light of the world. And now I can't say, Munu yet, Oria BFN Zacchaeus, Edi, Sir, Sir Urano, or you're the fourth year. Now, so now, oh, yet, yeah. Now, oh, per se, obey who Yesu. If it's not Yesu, I call Jericho. Now, because of the crowd and because of that guy's height, he knew very well that if he was supposed to remain in the crowd, he cannot see Jesus. So, according to the scripture, he went ahead of the crowd and climbed a sycamore tree. And as the Savior passed by that way, he looked up, according to the scriptures. And he said, Zacchaeus, you come down, for I'm going to be your guest in your house today. Hallelujah. People of God, the Savior, he knows your name. And he will see you and visit your house today. If you believe, say amen. I know the Savior is going to visit most of you today. The Savior knows the names of most of you today. Because when he got there, he did not say, hey, you that guy on the tree, come down. But he mentioned his name and said, Zacchaeus, come down. And he came down. Hallelujah. People of God, I think you all know about the story of Zacchaeus. And the important thing that I want each and everyone to note about this story is that no one is beyond repentance and redemption. No matter how rich you are, no matter how poor you are, no matter how great you are, no matter how small you are, there is nobody on this earth who is beyond repentance and redemption. And fahu any sene wutie bia. Onsoso. Obetime nya adwen sakra. Ama awrade ayiwa free esum ede waba ne han mu. Hallelujah. Because according to the scripture, Zacchaeus na oyo de boni yefo. Eti Jesus crampo e kwani fie no. Enipa nyina nwinwi kan se. Kesa wo call de boni yefo fie. But when he had an encounter with the Lord, he was moved from darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Again, I want to draw your attention to the fact that our Master, Jesus Christ, seeks those who are lost, and he wants to save them. So no matter how you are, no matter the kind of sin that you have sinned, Jesus Christ is looking for you. And fahuni baby, awa ye boni akuru. Mami bi na menene kasa se o. Ebradi beti mi ajo. God can save you. Or hema nimi di ososofo. Unime. Onu ha jini hundi se. Ne boni awa ye no. Onyami timi fan cheno. Na on jeno anopay me kasa kire wo se Zacchaeus no bi amfa na nyahwe ne enim so yo de boni ani. He was a chief tax collector. na oni yesu di asiemu no onu akasa kan sa urade se mi di nkontompo aji obi ade a. That means that was the kind of work he was doing. But when he had an encounter with the light of the world, he was saved. And you also can be saved today. Hallelujah. People of God, Moses, no Egypt ahim fie. E de na ma Moses e dwane ye. Moses kokum nipa. Na me bi so. Anka obi a wakodi awu de yede ne yede. Na so kodi awu na wo kọ no. E kwamu no ne nyame ye den. E kodi asiamu na onyame soma no. E so onyame etimi de owudi ni Moses. E ma ne tumi me na ye bo Moses din a obi ate so a. Na wo de wo bone na de na waye onyame ntimi nyu. Menu aba menu aba ma abosi na waye. Krono na wabo. Obi ade no akowi a. When you come in contact with the light of the world, you will be saved. God is looking for sinners. Udi an se ubenya adwen sakra. Sene jakios nya adwen sakra na ka ye se se me din kontompo aji obi ade mpo a enna me bo ho pen nan e de ma no. Hallelujah. But you know what? Zacchaeus, he did not sit there. And I'm quite the bad thing. He made an effort. And so today, I am asking you also to make an effort. Now, when you make the effort, the Lord God Almighty, the light of the world, will meet you at the point of your need. If you grace, say hallelujah. Again, I just want to tell you that when Zacchaeus met the Lord, he gave. I said, "Odi neja padiye ina di amadi ehifo ehifo." Then put wanga wasisi omkwano osa bohun pen na edi amawon. And so, to be able to have an encounter with the light of the world, you have to give to support the work of God. And if you do, the blessings of God will come your way. Hallelujah. Again, we should not let physical disabilities, we should not physical disabilities deprive us. Oh, me dey mint me kasa. Oh, me dey mint me yesi. Me dey mint me. So fro bi so me nyame adwuma. Oso papa o dey mo bi fufro nye. Don't let physical disability deprive you of doing what you can do for the Lord and to be able to see the light of the world and to receive his blessings. Hallelujah. And then there must also be spiritual hunger before you can encounter the light of the world. As I said, one kasano, onyam kupon edjumana se nidro, nedjumano, and onyam kupon ne husukom eddo. You have to have that spiritual anger. Sene Zacchaeus. Who said, Papa, dear, said to Bial, I will see this man. He had that spiritual anger within him. And because of his disabilities, he decided to take an effort by climbing a sycamore tree. And the end, I rather say, today, salvation has come to this house. So if you also do similar, salvation will come to your house. Hallelujah. People of God, we must take the example of Zacchaeus and not allow anything to prevent us from receiving all that God has for us. Don't let excuses stand your way of coming in contact or having a personal relationship with the light of the world, who is Jesus Christ, our master. The Bible is too much to study. The Bible is too much to read. Why? You see, sometimes, even though the Bible is too much to read, the Bible is too much to study, when you have your favorite program on TV, you can watch it in hours, 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 and you will not sleep. But if you take the Bible, as soon as you read one through lines, then you begin to doze. Why? Because there is an enemy who doesn't want you to know what is in the Bible, to know the Bible and to repent. People of God, we must make that effort. There are those who say, I'm lazy. I feel lazy. You know what? Why didn't you come to church? Please, I'm busy at work. You know? And the courses that I'm doing, I do all of them on Sundays. There was this guy who was always praying. Always he came to prayers. We prayed and said, oh Lord, help me secure a job. Lord, help me secure a job. Hallelujah. People of God, I just want to draw your attention to the fact that if you go with the crowd, you receive what the crowd receives. So don't go with the crowd. Because the Bible tells us in Exodus 23 verse 2 that we should not follow the crowd to do evil. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the example of Zacchaeus that I've given to you today must inspire you or must inspire you to have confidence in Jesus Christ, the light of the world, so that you can be shifted from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his marvelous light. Hallelujah. There is also something that Zacchaeus did. He did what we call restitution. When you see the light, Sebetumia, you have to do restitution. Obia dia odi en safana dia komano. Sebetumia. I'm saying sebetumia because bolibi oha wo ya wo ya dia won timi san nyanwe hwe. Soko fo bi ra, obetibi na dia san komano. Hallelujah. Esina meka se sebetumia, enema ndi bi oha you can. But ebi oha the restitution no. Then that is why I use the word sebetumia. My dear brothers and sisters, Zacchaeus, he stood and said, Lord, I give half of my goods to the poor. And if I have taken anything from anyone by fake accusations, I restore it fourfold. So, this morning, I want all of us to follow the example of Zacchaeus and not allow anything to prevent us from receiving from Jesus Christ, the light of the world, all the promises that he has promised us. And I know you will do the same. The Almighty God bless you, and let us pray. Already, what's some and then yeah, dear bro me? Asemi yetiawa. Nasu me bom pa yese. Uba mani womei ati. Egua sa se pa o makumumu. Onya me hon kron kron. Eye hon hon ma sem ene ye diaba wune mu. Ise wan kahua. Asiti ene be ye din. Nasa o kahua. Kakra wome yati. Ebe suaba. E mohon. Edu yasa. Edu yesia ene oha. Enu ti se o pie wani monye mua. Oba bia wote wasemu nei. Onyira. Amen.